Oh, and I'd like to just show you my mug that I got on the girls' weekend. Will it actually show up properly, Ken, or will it be backwards?
I don't know.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Lent.
We continue sharing Father Fernandez's insights into the spiritual life in conversation with God. What stood out to us and why? And Janelle, we're going to talk about spiritual growth and...
Virtue. Which I feel like over the last few years, we've really kind of realized that if you want to be a virtuous person, you have to actually learn about virtue. And even if you want to see, you know, those that you're in charge of, like your children, to be virtuous people, you need to explicitly, directly teach them what virtue looks like, mm-hmm. what it sounds like, and what it is. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we can get really confused as to what virtue looks like if you just look at the world or look at other people. But really, a really good place to look is the saints and how they've lived their lives. But anyhow, we'll get into more resources later. If we are to sanctify each day, we have to practice many human and supernatural virtues: faith, hope, charity, justice, fortitude, industriousness, loyalty, optimism. Mm. You know, I just, like, even optimism, I didn't realize that that was considered a virtue.
Mm-hmm. And how can you practice a virtue if you don't know?
It's a virtue.
It's a virtue. Oh, they're just a naturally optimistic person.
Yeah.
It could be that they've practiced optimism, mm-hmm. being optimistic, that they've developed that in their life.
Yes, yeah. And I think of a lot, there's a lot of people in our lives that are, you know, have practiced that. And now it's become a habit. And it's beautiful because you can see how it trickles and it affects, mm-hmm. you know, the whole room when that optimistic person walks in. Mm-hmm. The virtues demand the repetition of acts in order to grow, because each act disposes the soul to perform the next one more easily. Okay, isn't that what we want?
Yes.
Because the first time we do something is usually hard. You know, the first time that we say no to something, or the first time we just like hold our tongue, or the first time we just act that like extra little bit of patience when we just want to like, you know, do something that isn't virtuous. It's always hard. And then the next time, hopefully, like what Father Fernandez is saying, the next time it should be easier.
Yes, you know, so we should not fall into this mistake that virtue just spontaneously grows in our life. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. What spontaneously grows in our life is vice, mm-hmm. because we have a fallen nature and we have a tendency to act contrary to what God wants. So a virtuous person doesn't automatically happen. It takes effort, repetition. Mm-hmm. Here, look at the natural world, for example. How big can a tree grow? Well, the answer is as big as it can, according to the environment that it's placed in. What about a flower? How much does a flower bloom? Well, the answer is as much as it can, according to the sun that shines upon it, the rain that falls, the fertilizer in the soil. It is naturally created to be optimized in that condition. How good can a person become? Well, not necessarily as good as one can. Because our nature is free. A tree can't say, oh, I'm only going to grow to 50% of my height. Or a flower that blooms 7 petals says, this season I'm only going to do 3. You can't do that. But a person can say, I'm only going to become a quarter of what I should be. Because God has given us free will. That's part of our nature. Mm-hmm. And virtue only grows when it is exercised. So you got to exercise it. Repetition. Try. And when you fail, you get up and you start again. Every setback is a setup for sainthood. So you might find yourself continuously falling down. It doesn't matter how many times you fall down. It's how many times you get up that counts. In other words, it's the bounce that counts.
For example, if a person lives the heroic minute when he wakes up, thus overcoming his laziness from the very first moment of the day, he will find it easier to be diligent in going about his other duties, whether they be large or small. Okay, so I know Ken had mentioned the word heroic minute in another video, and I just thought it was really interesting because since Lent began, I've started some early morning practices. I want to allow God to use my mornings in order to trickle into the rest of my day. And exactly what Father Fernandez has written, it does make it easier to go about my day because I have chosen to make good decisions right off the bat.
So if your first moment of the day is a selfish one and a lazy one, It disposes your heart to more selfishness and laziness throughout the day. Mm-hmm. If your first act of the day is where you have conquered yourself, where you have risen to the occasion and said, I am not going to press that snooze button, it makes it easier to conquer other passions throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It's a nice setup.
Yeah, and really, it's even more than just the snooze button. It's everything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
You know,
tell me.
Well, even just what time are you going to set your alarm? You know, think about it. Do I want to wake up a little bit earlier so that I can have a little bit of time to pray? Or am I going to allow my morning to be really rushed and I got to get out the door and it's just not going to be peaceful at all? Am I going to make that bed in the morning? I actually don't make the bed. You make the bed. But if, let's say I was a single person, am I going to commit to making the bed in the morning? Am I going to do everything with, diligence and everything with dignity? You know, doing things the best that I can, because even though others might not see it, God sees everything.
But do you know why I make the bed in the morning?
Because I've asked you to? What? I thought that's why you made it.
Well, it's also because I get up after you.
Well, yeah, I know. But you, okay, well, anyhow.
Oh, okay.
I'm not judging you. I'm not thinking you're lazy or anything. Okay. You're the one who wakes up in the night with kids. That's all I have to say. Because, you know, really, when you think about it, you wake up much earlier than you did when we first met. There's been huge improvements.
Huge improvements in me.
You know, I'm thankful. If I really wanted you to wake up at a certain time, I think you would do that. Okay. Plus, I like being by myself in the morning.
Right. You enjoy those moments.
Yeah. It's my favorite part of the day.
It's your heroic moment. Mm.
Holiness consists in the exercise of the virtues one day after another in the environment and in the circumstances in which we live.
Have you ever felt overwhelmed with the task of growing in virtue? So I went to a priest and I shared with him my struggles, being overwhelmed with this thought of being holy for the rest of my life. And he just said, well, can you do it today? Hmm. I'm like, yeah, I think I have the resolve of my will to commit to holiness for today. And he's like, well, then that's all you have to worry about. And so this commitment to holiness is one day at a time. Tomorrow will come, but all we have to worry about is focusing on the virtuous thing in the moment and not worry about how it's going to work out tomorrow or in the next circumstance, because all we have is the present moment before us. And that is where we give our energy to, not to the next moment, not tomorrow, but in the present moment, in the present day. Now is the moment of holiness.
We cannot wait for the arrival of ideal circumstances in order to seek sanctity and do apostolate.
So where and when is sanctity found? We just talked about when it's found. It's found in the present moment, right now. But where? Well, in the circumstance that we find ourselves in. And sometimes we look at our circumstance and we trick ourselves into thinking it's not ideal for union with Jesus. And it manifests itself with these excuses, like, if only my life were like this, then it would be easier for me to grow in sanctity.
Mm-hmm. Like, once all my kids are grown up, I will have time to pray.
Or when my husband is not so selfish, then it would be easier for me to grow in holiness. Mm-hmm. Or my wife, or if my kids were better, then it wouldn't cause me to be so angry inside. So when they get out of the house, then I'm going to grow in sanctity. Or when I'm not in this full-time job trying to pay off the debts and the credit card and the mortgage, then I will have more time to work on my relationship with Jesus, have a deeper prayer time. If you can't find Jesus in your current circumstance right now, you're not going to find him in another circumstance. Mm-hmm. Because your circumstance that you find yourself in is most favorable to you to grow in union with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Don't wish your life was different. Ask for the grace for a better response.
Okay, so in the last few years, we've made it kind of more of a conscious effort to try and actually learn about the virtues. And a couple things, like just different books. We read The Virtue Driven Life by Father Benedict Rochelle. Mm-hmm. Rochelle. And then also I got a book from Blessed Is She about virtues for children. Another one from Catholic Sprouts. It's like a virtue workbook. And then this one as well. Ken's cousin is part of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they have a virtue program. And it has been really, really helpful in our family just to go through all the virtues. It goes through the cardinal virtues and then breaks down the cardinal virtues into smaller virtues. And there's things that I didn't even know existed, like magnanimity, industriousness, affability. You know, these are all virtues, and you can really, it's almost like you can really become more precise about, you know, other than just being like nice.
Right.
You know, it's, there's actually really specific virtues, and then you can work on that and be more virtuous in the circumstance that God allows in your life.
Difficult to practice something that you don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm. So anyhow, okay, maybe I should just say this. This is called Disciple of Christ, Education in Virtues, and it's from Dominican Sisters Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. Okay, so for example, the green cards are the virtue of justice. And so this is for school-age children. So I just pull out a card, and this one is the virtue of sincerity, which falls under the cardinal virtue of justice. And it looks like paying attention when others are speaking. And it sounds like silence. So, and then they'll have a bunch of examples of what sincerity will look like. But, you know, for a child and even for an adult, these are very practical, helpful ways to learn the virtues.
Isn't that great? So you learn the virtues, not just the cardinal virtues, but like each sub virtue underneath. And then what does it look like and what does it sound like?
Mm-hmm.
It's a gold mine for me. Mm-hmm. Even if it has like little pictures for kids on here, let's do another one.
Taking a bath or shower. This is very practical. We have kids who don't like doing this.
This is for someone special out there, okay? The virtue is
Orderliness. And it falls under temperance.
And what does it look like? It
looks like taking a bath or a shower.
Mm-hmm. You would be amazed, but some people need to be reminded to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's part of being virtuous. It's good hygiene.
Yes.
That's actually a virtue to develop.
And to take care of yourself. Yes. Because how can we be good disciples for Christ if we're walking around completely disheveled all the time, right? Oh, it sounds like I took a bath. I took a shower. Anyhow, I do have to put a disclaimer here, though. If you're from Canada, I know the shipping is like outrageous. So, sorry.
But can you really put a price on virtue? I think I love this stuff. I love it.
You can find Education in Virtue in the stories of the saints, in the catechism, in, you know, even going through in conversation with God. Like, you can learn about virtuous living. Okay, and the resource that we like to use from Blessed Is She is called the Rise Up Virtue Devotional for Kids.
And why do you like that one?
It's just an, you know, a cute little book, cute little images, but still very hearty. And there's actually a story that goes along with each virtue. And it's something that you can do after a meal. It doesn't require a lot of time, and it's good educational resource.
So Blessed Is She, I know you guys watch her channel once in a while. Keep up the good work. So we're going to close up here. Guys, please comment below what stood out to you and why in the comments. Share this video again if you feel like it's been a blessing to you, and pray the rosary with us right up there. And we'll see you tomorrow.